So, you may gently relax and even close your eyes to help eliminate any outwardly distractions. Feel your own presence where you are sitting. Feel those around you, their energy, their merkabas, their temple of lights. We're all sitting, being in each other temple of lights that extends 8 to 10 feet around us. In these days, we're all creating one unity of energy field. And the energy that speaks beyond words, more than we can even conceive of. Where there is light, where there is luminosity, there is radiance, there is movement, there is a language of our true home, of our true being, of the essence of our soul. And these meetings like this are now a bit rare, so let's take this moment to really bring ourselves more into this present moment and feel each other creating a strong foundation for today and beyond, and opening our hearts, opening our being, opening our compassion, our joy, our kindness, in gratitude, in harmony, in beauty, in benevolence, in sacredness, in oneness, infusing ourselves, every cell of our body and our being. Take a deep breath. Allowing ourselves to love ourselves even more, even more. Feeling our connection to God, Spirit, Creator, all that is, the great I am. There is nothing to do. Spirit loves us, and we love Spirit beyond measure, beyond time, beyond space. There is nothing to do. It's all about being and allowing and feeling ourselves moving into that space of love, of timelessness. This is our true home. This is our true home, making it more real for ourselves right now, right here, in this present moment. As we also invite collectively the angels, the guides, the archangels. For some of you, it's intergalactic, Pleiadian, Arcturian. Feel their presence and support and love, honor and celebration for our journey, our soul journey, in this lifetime, and all the lifetime we have journeyed on this earth. Breathe and open and love yourself even more. Love yourself even more. In a space of no beginning, and no end that we cannot comprehend with our mind, but we can deeply feel with our hearts. A vastness of ocean of unconditional love that we are all part of. Part of that God, Grand Spirit, and of course of Gaia, where we are sitting, grounding ourselves as well to its wisdom and love and nourishment that she gives to us energetically right now. Breathe and open yourself even more to new possibilities, new understandings, new synchronicities and potentials in your life. Don't put a time frame or a how or where this will be. Simply allow for it with a gentle anticipation, and then you'll let it out there into the field of potentials. And as the energy in this group and the coherence getting stronger between us, you can maybe feel and imagine and see a situation, an issue, something that needs resolution in your life, an understanding, a solving, a healing, either of the heart or the body or the mind, in your work, in your family, in your own self, one thing, focus on it and see energetically the solution, the resolve, the understanding, the healing as it is happening now, taking place now. Breathe and move your being through that. Be in that space. You can always bring yourself specifically to this moment, if you choose so, to this group energy here in Saint Simon, with the beautiful presence of over 200 years of the lighthouse next to us, representing the light that is within us, shining, always present, always loving, always compassion, always in peace. And if there's someone else in your life, you can bring them also into the field we're creating now. Visualize, feel, and sense them as they are here with you. We don't even have to send energy. We are one. We are together. They are with you right now. that energy continues, never goes away, always safe, always healing, from the deep peace and knowingness that all is well, all is well, all is well. Simply letting ourselves be loved, be loved, be loved. And gently, when you're ready, bring your awareness back into the room, into our sacred space at Saint-Simon's. Thank you. Namaste.